Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Let us get into the letter. Your letter tomorrow is K for kilo.
Okay.
And name, there's a couple little tricky ones here. All right, starting with the letter K, name me a musical instrument.
Oh, geez, a kaleidoscope?
No, that's something you look through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
But it makes a noise.
No, it doesn't.
Kaleidoscopes, when you turn them,
the little whoosh sound. Not all of them do that, but kaleidoscope. Yeah, no.
I was reaching.
Yeah. Keyboard.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Keyboard.
Is there any others?
No. That's why I went for it, because it looks like that's a bit of a hard one, like one that could throw people through you. So hopefully it'll throw our listener right now, and they'll go, thanks, Alan. What a great answer. I'll be like, no problem. Thanks for $1,000, mate.
I love it when you can tell listeners have heard the podcast when they're playing Alpha Bucks, because they answer with such confidence.
For that one, yes. Yeah. It's like, and then the musical instrument, then it's like, keyboard.
It happened today with Platypus.
Yes.
She answered with such confidence.
A lot of confidence. It's like, bam, for a mammal. That was the whole last podcast we had that debate. Which, by the way, after we did that podcast, we went into the office and the debate raged on. It was like...
The platypus
All
debate.
I remember, there was one quote at one point where someone said, so if I grab a platypus and wring it out, will milk come out? And I'm like, where is this chat going? But it is a great question. Would milk come out of it if you wring it?
Maybe that's what I'll do my deep dive on this week.
Pie. You say pie, right?
The more I think about platypuses, the more my brain hurts.
It's like the hummingbird. It's like, scientifically, it doesn't make sense. Like,
why?
Just something to do with like its body size versus how often it's flapping its wings to fly. It's just like
no other animal does that.
Yeah, and because it can move, so like, you know how it moves like crazy. Supposedly, it just doesn't quite make sense. It kind of breaks the laws of physics and stuff.
Sometimes the natural world, when you like really dig in, it scares the absolute hell out of me.
Absolutely.
So I went through a phase of breeding butterflies in the pandemic.
Of course you did.
And do you want to hear something really wild in the natural world?
Right, you've got all our attention.
Okay. So when I was breeding butterflies, I had to keep an eye on the cocoons, because what happens is, and this was actually the plot for the movie Alien, is wasps come in, sting the things and eat them from the inside out.
Yep.
So what you think is a beautiful, healthy cocoon where the butterfly is getting ready. And then all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks, you're like, why isn't that butterfly coming out of its cocoon? And then all of a sudden you realize that it's been eaten from the inside out.
Oh, but it doesn't actually, like, another little wasp comes out instead?
No, they just eat it all. It's really gross.
I was wondering how alien we're going to go with that storyline.
But, yeah.
Did that happen to you?
I saw it happen a couple of times. But then I tried to, like, move the butterflies to a protected area, and you can't mess with nature.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did get some butterflies. That was like that got me through the pandemic. That got me through peak lockdown, was checking on my butterflies every day.
It was really tough for you over East people. You really had to like, we didn't have that sort of lockdown.
No.
So we don't even know. We obviously, to us listening right now, we all think you're insane and crazy, but you guys had a harder lockdown than we did.
Yeah.
We didn't have time for butterflies. We were just working, keeping the rest of the country afloat. You're welcome. Enjoy the podcast. And, also, if you're listening and you want to win your chance to see Macklemore, make sure you go to the Alan and Carly Facebook group and check out the image you're going to put up for a heads up. That's for you guys. Enjoy the podcast. On the fence, we've got to give a clear, concise answer. And producer Bailey joins us in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
How was your weekend, mate?
Yeah, I had a nice weekend.
Did you party hard?
Of course. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Another rager for producer Bailey. Yeah.
No.
Tearing it up on the dance floor.
Actually, you did something I recommended, Bailey.
I did.
A whole bottle of wine.
Actually, very close. DIY paint and sip at home.
Like by yourself with no instructor to judge you.
Yeah, I've just watched from my iPad, a YouTube video.
Okay, how'd that go?
It was really good.
Did you and Jamie fight over that, or is it
all... Oh, we did. It was very competitive.
Was it actually competitive?
I won. My painting was better.
Because I said, how did you guys go over the weekend? Yeah. She goes, oh, it was a competition. I thought, that's not how me and Russell did it.
There was no talking involved. We were just there painting. Who's going to be the best?
How romantic. If you've got more time, you guys can do my bathroom wall, actually. Come on over. You guys don't need to talk at all. It'd be great. Let's get into it. Some of the big topics.
Yes, some of the big topics. Okay, so the first one today is Dusk have come out with a new range of candles.
Okay.
And they're ice cream flavoured scented. Scented, sorry.
Oh, say flay would be nice, but scented is okay.
So, Barbalo Bill, Paddle Pop, Golden Gay Time. Yes, no go. What do you reckon?
No.
Yes, yes. Ooh. A million times, yes. I love that lolly smell. I had Jelly Belly, sweet, like the air freshener in my car for ages, the one that smelled like cherry. Nom, 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 nom.
So, as someone that ended up eating a lot of lip gloss in the 90s, yes, I can't be trusted not to eat a candle that smells that good. So, no,
she's
I
got a point. She's got a point.
And so, this one came out today. The global pet care industry is worth more than $300 billion, which is crazy. $300 billion. But spending more than $100 on grooming your pets. Would you do it? Yes, no, go?
No,
absolutely yes.
No, no. I was recently actually chatting to Carly about this off air, where Winston, I was kind of like, he's fine. Like, we brush him everything, but he hates being brushed. But I was like, I just kind of want to start again and like get him properly groomed, and then I can kind of like keep it maintained. Mm. It was like $140. Ooh. So he's still looking hairy as hell.
Oh, look, I have a short head. Gabby's short head, have to deal with grooming. But I will say there's something particularly cute about dogs with a fresh haircut.
That is true.
Yes, there's no denying
like, that. What's the most you can't put a price on that. I would spend a couple hundred dollars. Like, the thing, but this is the thing.
We're going to talk about contracts.
Some dogs need that to actually, it's cool if you don't groom them.
Some dogs. Agreed. I don't know if Gabby does. Gabby's a short hair.
No. I did paint her nails the other day.
All right. And the last one, big news on Friday is that Friday's Live is happening. And Macklemore is headlining. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Dressing up at concerts. Yes, no, go.
Dressing not anymore.
Up. Yes,
not
yes.
Fancy pulling out your little shorty shorts.
No, not so much that regard, but like, say, Steel Panther I saw, which is like a metal band. I dress up, it's like 80s kind of style,
yeah,
you know?
Okay.
So I wore wigs and tights and dressed up like that. That was a few years back now, but I'd still do it again. It was fun,
I used to get out the bedazzling, you know,
of
the foreheads.
Yes.
The temporary tattoos.
Love it.
Not anymore. No, I'll be wearing some comfortable footwear and a cardigan.
Oh, so. No, in saying that, comfortable footwear is key. And
it's
Friday's
a marathon.
Well.
It's going to be such a big day.
It's a big day. Yeah, pace yourself, guys. And
maybe
make sure
you guys. I don't know.
Are you going to go hard again,
baby? Keep up with the young, you know.
Oh, is it Saturday again already? My goodness.
And we love when they release these lists, Alan, and that is unpopular names. Names that are going out the door, you know?
Absolutely, yes. Kate Bush, I imagine, will be bouncing back after this one. The whole first name for the kid is called Kate Bush.
Well, I'm going to drop that. Now, this is in the UK, and I say this because it's like not all countries, you know? You can't speak for Australia. So in the UK, these are the most unpopular baby names for 2022.
Hit me.
So I hit you with the top five.
Yep.
Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know a Graham. He's an older man. He's a nice man. He's a lovely man.
You don't really look at a baby.
But I've never, you want to hold Graham?
Yes.
Oh, all right, no.
Ashton.
Ashton.
That surprises
Ashton Kutcher.
Me. That's a little trendy.
I like Ashton. Okay, that's interesting.
Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, immediately I went to Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah.
And I thought, us 90s kids are of age now where we're all having babies.
Naming your kid Eliza and Nigel.
As a redhead, I would totally name my kid Nigel.
Would you? Because I would not.
Does he have red hair like Nigel?
No.
Jeffrey.
I don't mind Jeffrey. It's Jeff. Like, it's fine. It's not. Okay, yep.
No offense to Jeffs out there. We all know a Jeff.
But
do we know a Jeff under 40?
I know one that's around my age. He was my rival
in high
school.
You're an Alan, so no wonder you found each other.
Classic white guys. Yep.
Now, the number one most unpopular name for 2022 is Kobe.
Unpopular name?
Unpopular.
That's interesting. I like that name.
I know. It's a great name.
I feel weird naming a kid Kobe, but...
Maybe because of...
Well, because I stick with really, really white names, like basically like tomato sauce in this form of spiciness. So it'd be like a John or a Colin or a Scott, you know what I mean? Like something really, really,
So the guys' names kind of didn't really surprise me because they're on the older scale.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
But with the girls' names, I was genuinely shook by these names.
Okay, Carl.
So Ashley. No one's naming the kids Ashley over in the UK anymore.
Ashley's been a fairly safe name for generations,
absolutely.
I feel like. We all know an Ashley.
A Nicole? No one's naming their babies Nicole anymore?
I don't know any Nicoles.
Alexa?
I think the Amazon has kind of taken that one and just taken it. That's why I'm not calling my kid Alexa or Siri anytime soon.
Kimberly?
Oh, Kimberly's a bit... Yeah, that's a name,
Kimberly's
isn't it?
A beautiful name.
It might get more popular again when Barbie movie comes out or
but
something.
But I'm thinking, are there more Ethels than Kimberly's?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, in comparison to the guys' names,
Yeah.
But the number one most unpopular name for 2022...
Well,
and
let me guess, because I feel like I'm guessing the trend. Is Elizabeth?
No, well, that's an older style name. By the way, beautiful name. Angela. There's no Angies being born. Yeah. No Angers out there.
Oh, sorry, Angers.
I'm shook by that.
Yeah.
But they do say that with females, the older names are coming back, like the Charlottes and...
I like Charlotte. Charlotte's
a nice name.
Yeah, it's a nice name. Is that one from Sex and the City, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a hot one. Yeah, I like Charlotte.
Now you've ruined that name for me.
Sorry. Just with Alan and Carly, and we're talking about this the other day, your love of vitamins, Carly.
Yeah, at the moment, I think I counted, I'm taking up to 7 vitamins a morning. There's a whole range from like magnesium to iron to B12. And I just want to find out if I'm investing my money well. So to tell us whether or not vitamins are actually making a difference in our lives is Dr. Andrew Rochford. Good morning.
Morning. It sounds like you're being held together by vitamins.
She is. She's more vitamin than woman.
I actually walk with a rattle right now. So, look, I've had different recommendations. None of them have been at the advice of a doctor for each different vitamin I'm taking. So I thought I would ask an actual doctor about vitamins. Should we actually be incorporating them into our day-to-day routine?
Well, the really interesting thing was that, or is, that we've survived as humans for a very long time before people figured out how to put vitamins into pills and then sell them, you know, on the internet. So the reality is that, you know, there are circumstances where you do need vitamins, where you do need supplements. And they, I mean, that's part of the reason we live to 85 now. We're not dying in our 30s. But I guess the point is, it's about what are you trying to achieve when you're taking vitamins and supplements, and what's actually missing from the other parts of your life that means that you need it. So there are circumstances where adding a supplement or a vitamin can actually, you know, help enhance your health and well-being. But just taking them for the sake of taking them to avoid the other things that we should be doing, that's not what they're needed for.
Is collagen a scam?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting one. So you read a lot of science behind collagen. You know, collagen is the building block that, you know, it's in your joints, it's in your skin, it sort of holds everything together, keeps it elastic. The collagen that you ingest is digested by your stomach. So how it gets from the acid in your gut to the places, I don't know, the bags under your eyes or wherever they're telling you on TikTok it's going to get to, I'm not sure medical science has completely figured out how that works just yet.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm not going to use the word scam, but again, if you're looking for evidence, and that, you know, that's the world we live in. We live in scientific evidence. So, you know, that there's not a lot of science behind that.
Another thing I often wonder about is, can taking too many vitamins be harmful to your health?
Absolutely. You can have toxicity in any number of them. If you take too much of anything, it can be toxic. You know, it can cause liver damage, can cause blindness, can cause whole various. Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that what your body, I mean, it's so incredible that it's actually set up to make sure that you don't have too much of something. And when you get to a point where you've got enough, if you take too much more, it'll kind of just get rid of it. But if you just keep doing it, it gets to the point where it's overwhelmed and you can have toxicity from vitamins and supplements. And the other really important thing is if you're doing other things, like if you're eating certain foods, if you're taking certain medications, just because something is natural or supplements or vitamins, that doesn't actually mean that they're safe. It's part of the reason why making sure that, you know, your My Health record, which is a way of keeping up to date with everything that you've got your medical record in there, you've got all your medications being prescribed. So your doctor can actually see, if you are taking supplements, you should put it in your My Health record so that when they're prescribing something, it actually gives them alert to sit there and say, well, they're taking this vitamin, you know, you might need to think about that when you're prescribing this medication. So I think it's just important to understand.
Well, I get all my vitamins in a little baggie from Bali, so it's been working out for me so far, Dr. Andrew.
You should also tell your doctor about that.
In all seriousness, some great advice there, and I think definitely some people might be reassessing the amount of vitamins and pills that they're taking. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Alan, I don't know if you've realised, but sometimes now if you are someone that does Uber, you can opt for a quiet ride.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love to have that option for a shopping experience.
It's quiet ride. Like, do you just like don't talk at all in the Uber?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never done this.
Yeah,
thing.
So you can literally say you want a non-talking... I mean, that's the world we're living in. It does feel a little rude. And, you know, I'm a chatty person. I'm a chatty Cathy. Like, I'm chatting it up.
My rule generally with that sort of situation is I just chat until they say something controversial, then I go quiet. That's generally the rule, you know? Like, there's... Yeah.
But I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, this would be great if you could do this in clothing stores.
Okay.
So the other day, I wanted to get some new clothes. I dragged Russell along with me, by the way. He was not happy about it.
But he's so judgmental. He's like more judgmental than I am.
Well, that's the thing. He does tell me the truth if something looks good or bad. So I do trust his judgment.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went into a particular clothing store and there was like no one in there. I was absolutely dead.
The dream.
So the shop assistant sees us and she's like, oh, amazing.
Oh, no.
Like, so she is zoning in, right?
Yep.
Now, I don't really like to kind of do the come out, do a twist. Like, I'm just like, try it on. And if Russ is there, I'll quickly, I'll stay in the change room and be like, open up the change room and be like, yes or no. Like,
you don't invite him in for a little bit of like.
No, that's okay, we're married and we don't do those sorts of things anymore.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's kind of how I normally do my shopping experience. So anyway, I mean, put the first outfit on. It's absolutely hideous. Like, horrible. So I'm like, I'm not even coming out of the change room to see this. Like, it's, I'm just staying in here changing, like forgetting about ever seeing this assault on my body.
I know that feeling.
So anyway, I hear from outside this lady and she's like, come out. We want to see.
With your hands up.
And I'm like, oh no, that's okay. This one's not for me. And she's like, I'll be the judge of that. Come out.
She will?
So anyway, I walk out. She's sitting there next to Russell, on the chair. And she's like, oh, it looks amazing. Do a spin. And I'm like, I feel like a freaking show pony at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell's loving it because he can feel my apprehension and he doesn't want to be there. So he's like, payback.
Yep.
So I like do a little spin and I look in the mirror, I catch a glimpse of myself and it looks even worse than I imagined.
Yep.
She goes,
from every angle.
She goes, oh, you got to get this one. It looks amazing. Doesn't it look amazing? And as if Russell's not going to say yes.
I would say
and
no.
Russell's like, yes, but then he's doing the, like, shaking his head.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she goes,
yeah.
See, your husband loves it. Don't you want to make your husband happy? You have to get it. And I look at Russell. I'm like, well, his happiness doesn't matter that much to me.
Absolutely.
Go back in the change room, put on another hideous outfit. This goes on for 5 outfits.
I hate this.
This blew out to over an hour. I didn't want to buy any of them.
An hour at a shop.
I got strong-armed into buying 3 of those outfits, Alan, that I will never, ever wear.
Oh, my God,
she knew what she was doing.
See, I'm so rude to them when they start pushing, being pushed like that. So I'm very polite and everything, but then when they start pushing, because, like, as a big guy, they always go, you know what you guys need to wear because you're a big, you know, you're a big guy? Why don't you wear a dress shirt that's unbuttoned over the T-shirt? It's such a good look. I'm like,
oh, that sounds like a nice.
No, it's every fat guy. It's like, it's just the classic fat guy uniform, and I'm just like, no, you're just trying to sell 2 shirts.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that's hard. Because I've actually had amazing sales assistants where you can tell they know what they're doing and they're really trying to get you into a nice outfit. I love it when they'll be like, are you shopping for something? And they'll really help you.
Oh, the good ones are great.
But the thing is, I'm like, this lady just wanted the sale. Exactly. I look horrible in all of these dresses. Yep. So anyway, that's why I'm wearing this top today.
Oh, let me look at it. Oh, yeah, you were right.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.